We are 24 hours away from Oceaga, the kickoff happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Parc Jean Drapeau. And we are all over it at the beat. We are sending our very own Jeremy White. He's going to be down there taking it all in. And so we figured, might as well talk to the man himself. Jeremy White is here, everybody.
Here I am before the crack of dawn.
Is this what's going on? Is this what you look like in the morning?
I know. Sorry to disappoint. My makeup artist, she only gets up at 9. Sorry. Yeah.
So you're going to be at Oceaga all weekend long. You're going to be covering it for us. What exactly is going to be happening? What are you going to be all over?
Well, listen, you know, Oceaga is Montreal's biggest music and arts festival. It happens the first weekend of August every single year. This year it kicks off tomorrow. Doors open at noon. Best way to get there, going to be the Metro. Mm-hmm. It's back on the original site in Parc Jean Drapeau.
Okay.
Beautiful. I got to check it out yesterday. Actually, yesterday. Well, last weekend. Sam, you were there with me at Heavy Montreal.
It's great. All the stages are very accessible. It's all very clean. There's a lot of concrete, too, which is makes it, like, less muddy.
Yeah.
You know, because after a while, the
dude, last year, the site was just, it was all dust. It was just a cloud of dust. So,
oh, that's brutal.
Breathing that in.
This year, it's, like, it's back to normal. Like, it's, like, normal ground and everything. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to wear open face shoes, it's totally cool. We're going to be doing all kinds of different, like, cool things backstage and on the site. We're going to be upgrading people. I know a lot of people have been winning weekend passes this week with you guys.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be doing is on Friday and Saturday, we're going to be doing this thing called Find Jeremy. So you have to find me on the site. And basically, you find me, take a selfie with me, post it on your Instagram. And then Saturday afternoon at 5, we're going to upgrade one lucky Montrealer with gold wristbands for the Sunday.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. Go onto the big platform, the VIP section and everything. So
now, how will people find out if they've won?
So
will it
we're
going to announce, will we contact them?
Yeah, so we're going to announce it for Saturday afternoon with Megan Kelly on the Saturday Party Jam on the air, but we're also going to post it on our Instagram and we're going to DM the person too. So
and you're also going to be up for some challenges, I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I was kind of nervous about this because I was like, okay, like if somebody challenges me to go get on the main stage or something, like I'm going to have to like dodge security, like trying to get up there. Like,
please do that. Please. There's an idea. Do it, somebody.
So we're going to be doing the challenge, Jeremy at Oceaga. You know, if you guys want to try and challenge me to do something like fun and exciting, you know, something that is kind of out of the ordinary, out of, you know, just kind of out there.
We had a chance to chat with Phil from Evenco yesterday about what makes Oceaga so special. And the first thing that that came out of his mouth was Artist World. He said the reason why so many artists love to come here is because there's a world that's created just for them. And you had an exclusive inside scoop into Artist World, what the artists get to eat.
Well,
how can people get an idea as to what that's all about?
So we actually got to go backstage last weekend at Heavy Montreal to hang out with Chuck Hughes and Danny Smiles, who does all the backstage catering for the artists that perform. This is the like best buffet I've ever seen in my life. And by buffet, I mean there's actual individual stations that artists can go to and get a slice of pizza, get all day breakfast, get Mexican, get vegan chicken wings. And so we got a video of that on our Facebook page if, you know, you want to go check that out. It was really cool because we got to take like the golf cart all the way from the media tent to backstage. I did like a cool little time-lapse video of that. You see all the dust blowing in our face on the trail.
I'm just jealous that you interviewed Chuck Hughes. I mean, he's such a
cool guy.
And he's kind of hot.
He was so cool.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, this is going to be a fantastic weekend. Lastly, before we let you go, what are you most looking forward to for this weekend?
You know, I'm just looking forward to seeing all the Montreals, but more importantly, seeing everybody having a good time. And, you know, a lot of the spectators that come out and hang out at Oceaga every weekend and every year is that, like, it's a lot of people from out of town.
Mm-hmm. 65% of people are from out of town.
Yeah. So, you know, seeing them and, you know, introducing them to the Beat 92.5 and all the fun we have here and hopefully maybe upgrading somebody with that gold pass on Saturday.
That's
going to
be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check out all our coverage this weekend. Jeremy White's going to be all over it. Check it out on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our Instagram page. He's going to be all over it. Check Jeremy out tonight as well, 7 to 11:30. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks a lot for having me. First time on the morning show.
Yeah.
There it is. Oceaga one day away. What is it? A publicity stunt? Must have been, right? No, it actually happened. A woman married her dog on live TV. What actually went down? That's in 6 minutes after Magic and Rude on the Beat 92.5.